I can relate to some words taking years to work through. I actually got a word in 1985 that was
You start over.
I had a feeling there was a folder issue at hand. Okay. No more voices from my pocket. It's very strange. Very strange. In light of this conversation, it was very strange to have that happen. It's like, is there something over there? Anyway, this presbytery was very not common. It would every few years it would happen. It would be like the pastors felt like we need to do this. We have people who the Lord is doing things in, and we need to bring in some ministries, and we need to have this thing. So it would be a week of meetings. And so I went up there, and these guys just started prophesying. And I'd never met any of them before, and they are saying stuff. You're just shaken because this stuff, you know, they're saying things that are the secrets of your heart. And the Lord is awesome about the prophetic because it's so clearly Him, because He doesn't expose you in a way that, you know, He doesn't expose you in a way that's not right. He brings things out, but it's not an exposing in a negative way. It's not an exposing, you know, to where you're afraid, you're shaken because you don't know what the next thing is going to say is. But after you're done, you're like, huh, you know. It's funny. It's funny now. But in 1985, I was 19 or something like that. Either way, one of the prophets said, "You are so serious." You guys didn't know me then, of course. I was very intense, very serious, very. And they're like, "It's like you're 40, you know." And everybody in the whole church laughs out loud on the tape because they all knew me. I thought, okay, this really, you know. But it was funny. And now that I'm over 40, I'm more relaxed in a lot of ways than I was when I was 19. It's like funny how the Lord brings you up. But there are things on that tape that the Lord has brought, you know. He said I would go overseas a few times. I've been once, but there are things that have happened and there are things that haven't happened. There are things that have happened in the last 5 years. I can't find that tape anymore or the transcript from it, which isn't like me because I normally keep all that stuff together. But I heard it so many times that I can recite passages of it. There were times in various places in my life where I felt like nothing was happening. There was no move of God in my life. I felt like it was just darkness, you know. It was the dark ages for me. And I would put that tape in the stereo and then I would say to God, "Listen to what you said to me." You know, I did that often, actually, during that period of time, because I'm like, these are your words. This is what you said to me. And where is this in my life? I mean, I would bring it back to Him. I would bring it back to Him often. I when Susan and I were talking about the whole idea about this, I realized that there's a well that I began to dip into after all these years of thinking about this and being involved in ministry that I began to dip into, and I said, "Susan, I'm not sure this isn't a book. This isn't something more, because there's so much there." But I just wrote down a few observations, I think, on the prophetic that I wanted to share. That I try to live these. I don't always, but I try. I wrote down, I said, take them seriously. Either write them down or get a transcript, which is, you know, basically what Susan was saying. There was a time of ministry a couple weeks ago where the Lord just poured out. Susan and I were kind of like, whoa, check this out. We were just walking around. The Lord was ministering prophetically. And there were, and some people were writing them down. Others were having people write them down for them. And there was a kind of a combination of that happened. And I encourage you, if you're in a situation where the Lord is pouring that out, if you can, have someone write something down for you or whatever. The memory is very difficult to rely on. You might remember parts of it, but it's difficult to remember it all. And all of it's key that He gives, you know? I also pray through the Word. You know, I say this about myself, and I hope it's not true, but I know that the possibility exists. I put, there may have been mixture, and you need to know the difference. That is, you know, there's someone, a word can come, and it's like, there could be some of the stuff from the person in it. I mean, they would never mean to, you know, it would never be intentional, but it's just that we are vessels that are in process. And words can come very purely and be absolutely every word and inflection is the Lord. And there's times that, you know, what I call arms and legs get added to the word, you know, kind of in odd places, you know. And it's like you need to sort through that stuff because you really do want to hold on to the stuff that the Lord is saying. And it's not okay to take it all and throw it away because there are some mixed things in there. So it's just important to sort it out. Also, I put down here, probably as a reminder myself as well, mixture is not the same as, I don't like what I am hearing. Very different. Okay, mixture is mixture, and this is just plain, I'm not comfortable with, you know, the Lord's saying things that are hitting me in ways I don't like, and I don't want, it's not okay to call that mixture and get rid of it. You know, that's not being honest, and being honest with this stuff is really the key to helping it work in your life. Keep the word and refer to it. Ask the Lord from time to time to tell you where you are with it. I do that a lot with words that are very futuristic, the words that say you will be involved in this, or you might be doing this, or I'm going to be doing this in your life. And I like to know where I am. You know, where am I, Lord? Is this happening? Am I in process? Am I working with this? Am I going forward in this area of my life? I want that interaction from time to time. I have a book that's about that yay big that probably I started 5 years ago, and it's stuffed full of words I've received from others and from the Lord. That there are times I'll sit and I'll literally, it takes me a long time, but I'll go through the whole thing and say, you know, and there are times when things have happened I didn't give credit to the Lord for. You know, it's like they just happened and I didn't refer to the word, and then I go back to the word and go, oh, you did this and you did that and you did this and you did this and you did this and you did all this stuff that you said that you were going to do. And your faith just really gets built up by that. I mean, it's really amazing. Be open. Honesty, I call it, this is what I said, this will make sense in a second. I said, be open, honesty will come. Okay? And that sounds weird, but honesty is a precursor to change and healing. Be open, that doesn't mean that you're being completely honest. You gotta just know. You might have parts of you that are just resistant and not dealing with the word completely. I mean, the Lord might be speaking very specifically into areas of your life that are very challenging to you. And you might not be 100% tracking with all the stuff He's saying. But be open to hearing what He says, and then the Lord will, it's like, He will bring you to a place where you can be honest with it. It's like there's a strengthening that He does in us where we can look at it and go, okay, I'm ready to look at this again. And go, yeah, I wasn't ready to say that like a month ago, but today I can say, yeah, you're definitely right about this. And that honesty is a place of, okay, so now that I agree with you that this is something that's kind of out of whack, what, you know, now what? And that is why I call it honesty is a precursor to change and healing, because then you can start moving forward in that area. Because now you can hear Him say, speak into it directly, you know. Now you can hear Him in it, because that's the working through part. You know, that's the working through part, because you can't just work through it on your own out there, you know. It's got to be Him speaking to you, like Susan said at the beginning. Our hearts without His word are filled with our stuff and other people's stuff. And that's not what it's going to take to get through. You need to hear what He says to get through it. So, be open to it. Words bring things out of darkness. They shine the light in dark areas. Hidden hopes and dreams, which is really neat stuff. Gifting, which is also neat. Wounds, which isn't always neat, but the outcome is usually neat. Sometimes sin areas where we're being kind of stubborn in an area and the Lord needs to break us, you know, challenge us in our stubbornness, which is, you know, is a sinful thing. You know, we're being stubborn about something. We know we are. The Lord challenges us on it. We need to repent and, you know, get through that area. I put, the more you put into the word, the more you will receive from it. I really believe that. I believe that the more you put into it, and I'm not talking about some, I'm not talking about an obsessive compulsive like flesh thing. I mean the more that you really say, you know, really spend time with the Lord in it. Like, Lord, I don't think this is done in my life. I really want this to be done in my life. I really want you to work this thing in my life that you said to me. And let's stay in process. That kind of refers back to the stuff I said before, but I think that that process of working with it is a process that's, you know, most of the words that the Lord gives us are really representations of things He's up to. You know, it's like He puts into words stuff He's up to. We can connect with it. We can connect with His workings because He's able to... He gives it to us in a way that our minds can understand. I am doing this in your life right now. These are areas I'm working on. Or this is an area that is a painful area in your life I want to work on. When a word comes across like that, it's not, that's the whole, be open, honesty will come. I mean, there's this whole process. I should write, it's like the 12 steps of hearing, of working through a word, you know. The first thing is to hear it. Don't kill the person who said it. Da, da, da. You know, this, please don't kill the person who said it. Although there's times when we thought, you think you're going to die. You know? It's called backlash. So that's a whole nother topic, okay. Words change our perspective. They juxtapose with our perspective, sometimes smoothly and sometimes violently. You know, we have a perspective. We have a theology. We have what we have. It's worked out. It's dialed in. It's very safe and comfortable. It provides us with all of the security that we need in that area. It may be scriptural, at least seemingly scriptural. It may be whatever it is. We think that's an area that's pretty dialed in. The Lord brings a word that directly challenges that. Hey, we've got to now go that shakes us, that rocks our world, and we have to look at it. There's something about a word, and I didn't write this down, but this is something I've said for years, I've heard it for years, it's something I agree with 100%. A word from the Lord will never be a contradiction of Scripture. I'm just going to throw that out there from a theological perspective. It's not going to contradict Scripture. Scripture will support it. The hard thing for us is that we often see what we want to see in the Word. Before I met Susan, I never really noticed how much the Lord talked about heart in Scripture. And I have read the Bible through I don't know how many times. I've studied every word, every book, every, you know. And now I read it and I can't not see heart in almost every chapter. I'm reading the word heart. And it's not just the chapter in, you know, that talks about how our hearts are deceived, you know, exceedingly wicked that everyone uses as the heart scripture. Well, oh my gosh. That is one of, there are hundreds of them all talking about the Lord wanting, what He wants to do in our hearts, what He was doing with our hearts, what the hearts may mean. I just didn't see it. So, you know, from a scriptural standpoint, it's like the Lord will continue to reveal things. But a word is not going to come that's going to be completely contradictory to Scripture. It's just not. And you need to know that. I mean, it's one of the things that Paul said about the Bereans. He preached to them, and then he said, okay, they went off, they went home and went, is all the stuff he said to us in here? And he just posed like, you guys are, that's awesome. Everyone should be like you guys, that you would take this word home and go through your scripture to find it in there. What I'm telling you.
Can you say something about that in terms of it will not conflict with scripture, but it actually may conflict with our tradition.
Oh yeah.
And you know the place in scripture that is very clear on that is when the Lord Peter is praying. Mm-hmm. Of the animals that he's wanting, you know, and he's hungry, as you know, he's praying before he goes to eat, and tells him to kill and eat. And his first response is, "Not so, Lord."
Right.
Because he has observed this religious tradition all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says that Israel will speak to other nations, but the tradition is he does not speak to Gentiles. He is perplexed, dumbfounded at that, struggles with it, and doesn't even get through it till the next day. But see, I mean, the Lord gets to do that, and he freed him, but with some difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, I imagine he thought it did conflict with Scripture.
I think he probably did.
I'll never do that. I know better than that.
But see, that's that perspective, you know, is we think we have the Lord's word all figured out, and even the traditions of church that could be 1,000 years old are this is the way that the scripture gets interpreted, and the Lord in his sovereignty can come along and tweak that and say this is what I'm talking about. Now, but I guess what I'm saying is that the words that you receive, they're going to usually light things up for us. They will light Scripture up for us. And they often will be filled with Scripture, and they will light things up for us. And that's part of the working through it part. That's why it's good to have things written down or whatever, because I'm amazed sometimes when I'll give a word, and Scripture will come out of my mouth, and I'm thinking, I can't remember the last time I read that. And yet, out it goes, you know, and there it is, the scripture, and it's like, it's in the storehouse, you know, because I put a few things in there, and it's like, that's what, it's, the Lord draws it out because that's what he needed right then. You know, that's what he needed right then. I mean, a lot of you probably experience this, like, at times, I mean, you might be witnessing to someone, I mean, just something, and stuff is coming out of your mouth, and you're like, I don't remember reading that, and it's scripture because you might be reading through scripture later, and there it is. You're like, that exact scripture that you shared with that person is right there, because the Lord knows how to draw that out, and with the prophetic, he does that. You know, he draws it out. So, also, words often give us the true understanding of the imminent presence of God. You know, let me say that again. Words often give us the true understanding of the imminent presence of God. Now let me qualify it. We can be in a situation. We believe that God is sovereign. We believe that He rules heaven. We believe all these things, right? We believe them all because Scripture says them all, because the church teaches that. We're in agreement. But when the Lord brings a word to you that shows you that He is imminently aware of all of the things in your life that are going on and brings that out and actually gives you details that only he would know because nobody else knows on earth, you get a sense of the imminence of God in your life. He is like, I'm here and I'm here now with you and I see everything and it all matters to me. And that is something I've seen. How many times, I cannot tell you how often the Lord has taken a word and used it that way. Because people need to know. They need to know that He's not just sitting up on a throne, a zillion miles away, you know, kind of with this big scepter sort of letting things happen, and you're just sort of plodding along, and you don't feel like He's close, but you believe that He is, and there's a huge gap between what you believe and what you actually experience. And then He comes along with a word, and just literally lands in your lap. I mean, you're just, there's God. And it's like to see that, people get shaken with that in a really neat way because they just know that He knows them. And it changes the intimacy level of the relationship with them, and they're able to move into a different place with them. And you know what? He's sovereign in when He decides to do it. It's like, it's Him. This is the moment for this person right now. Boom, He does it. And you're just like, oh, that's so cool. You know? So, one of the things that I've seen a lot of words given, and I've received a lot, and I've shared a fair amount myself, and I think that when the Lord is really moving and giving a word, it always lifts the person up. You know, I've seen the Lord bring correction you know, like, hey, you need to take a look at this type of word. And not, and the person's not crushed because the Lord knows how to bring a word. It's actually a word of deliverance, you see. Because that's really His intent. His intent is never to, man, He's been down the judgment road before, you know, the whole Ten Commandments and the whole, you know, blood on the altar. I mean, he's very familiar with that whole pattern. So, when, you know, by Jesus coming and doing what He did, I mean, this element of grace, it's all about the deliverance. It's all about intimacy. It's all about restoration of relationship. It's all about closeness. It's all about delivering us from the things that are keeping that from happening. So everything that comes out prophetically that I've seen the Lord give have all been about lifting the person up out of that dark place. And really, you know, sin and wounds and whatever else, those are dark places that keep us bound in areas in our lives, and the Lord is committed to delivering us from that. And so the words come and they lift up. They deliver and they lift. And that is, to me, one of the true signs of a word from the Lord, is that it lifts up. It doesn't condemn. It doesn't push down. It brings up. It brings up. And I've seen words given that had a what I call mixture, but it was a oof, kind of a yikes, you know, condemning sort of mixture. And I've seen that, and I've seen things being given to punish. And you know, that's the flesh, you guys. That's man, because every word I've given, where I just felt like, whoa, I mean, the Lord knocked my socks off with it, and it was, I really felt like it was Him, and the person did too, and it was just, it was a lifting, delivering, freeing word. And even if it was tough to hear. Even if it was tough to hear. So, there's light in it. You know, there's light in it when it's from Him. And you know it is because it touches your heart. And maybe in ways you don't understand. Right away. Like Susan said, she's like, something happened in the morning, you have your day, you get slammed, you get knocked upside the head, this happens, that happens. By the end of the day, you don't know who you are, much less who He is, or what He had to say to you in the morning. And we all go through that. I'll go on a trip, you know, I'll have this amazing day with the Lord. Get on an airplane, be gone for 3 days and come back, I don't know what's going on. You know, because I got hammered 20 different ways in 3 days, and traveled, you know, 5,000 miles, and I get back, and I need to be what you know, just gathered back up again. Like, now this is what we were doing. This is where we were headed. Restored up. Remember that? Oh yeah, that was so cool. You were showing me that just the other day. Back on track. Forward again. I think that the thing that causes Him so much grief and any of us who are ministering with folks that are in it, is that they can get slammed down and then literally stay slammed down for a long time, for months and years even, and not ever get back to that gathered up place. It's like just, you know, so much debris piled on top on pile on top. And I guess what we really want to be able to do is provide people with keys and understandings that the Lord can then take and minister so that folks stay connected and don't get slammed. I mean, Susan knows when I am. We'll be on the phone talking and she's like, where are you at? We'll be like, a million miles from here. She'll know, because I have a dozen different ways of sort of hiding from that. And then it's like, well, why? What's going on? And it's like, you know what, I'm not sure and I should ask. And as soon as I ask, it starts clearing up. And it's usually not anything. It's usually not half the stuff I thought it was. So, you know, I think I need to stop, because I could really keep going on this subject for a really long time. But try to get them written down, and try to keep them together in a precious place like you would a diary. I consider stuff like that to be like precious things that the Lord gives me. You know, gifts. And to keep them together, and they're very private to me. Not that I haven't shared them, I have, but there are, I mean, it's like that's where He's revealing my heart to me, and revealing His heart to me, and it's as precious as that relationship I have with Him that no one else gets in the middle of. It's just the two of us, you know? And that kind of intimacy, it's like I've got words from Him that are so difficult and really challenging, and I've got words from Him that are just, all He's doing it is just telling me He loves me in all the different ways that He feels like doing it that day, that I needed to hear that day. And it's a word. And it's and that's its purpose, was so that I would receive His love. And it's as powerful a word as any word that has lifted me up out of a place that, you know, I was stuck in. So, you know, take them seriously and be open. Be open. Those are my 12 keys to the prophetic. And obviously I believe in it. I believe it's for today. And no, I don't believe that it ended when the apostles died. Because that sort of would knock the feet out from half the stuff I do. I used to say to people, there are people out there who believe that I don't exist. that the gifts I have don't exist anymore. I said, where does that leave me? You know? And that's hard stuff. But the Lord always has come back to me and kind of proven that that's not the case. Do you have some more stuff, Susan?
I don't know. We usually give people a chance to comment.
Oh, that's right.
My sense is the Lord sent this word, specifically the one in Ezekiel 3, because he wants to either revive or complete or do something about words he's already sent. Okay? So, on the off chance that's true, let's give him a few minutes to identify them. Okay? Let's just pray. Hang on. Lord, I don't think that you you give a prompting and direction idly. I think that you know exactly what you mean to accomplish in it. And you are talking to this group of people here tonight, and whoever else hears this, about receiving your words, all of the words that you speak to us, all the way into our hearts, and the work of doing that. The fact that you are saying that, Lord, sounds like maybe we haven't, and maybe there even are some specific words that have begun to be heard, but they haven't been received all the way in. And so we give you opportunity, Lord, to remind us if that is the case. And to show us whatever we need to see about continuing in that, Lord. Sometimes that is remembering. Sometimes it is looking up what we have written down. But the thing is, you send those words with great purpose. They are for freeing us. They are for preparing us. They are for getting us where we're going. They are for bringing about your purposes in us. They are for revealing them even. And moving us into the places that you have in store for us. So Lord, if there are some places that we're in process of hearing, even I had a sense that some things that you have sent have kind of gotten cut off, either as they've bumped into things in us, as Michael was saying, that don't agree with it, or we've just wondered at the outset if it's even you. Lord, help us not let those things fall to the ground. Help us learn to take hold of them and receive them. And I would pray, Lord, that in any of the incomplete places, you would remind us, and you would actually like dog us until we get through it. And we would not call those reminders not you either, Lord. We would take hold of them. I pray that some of the things that have been said tonight would put us on alert. Put us on alert with the things that you are sending, Lord. And we get a handle on how important it is to receive them all the way in. We don't even know what depends on it until we do. But you do. You know exactly what depends on it. You look on our heart, you look on our lives, you look on your purpose for us. You see everything that needs to happen to bring them all together. You know exactly how important it is. I pray that you'll round us up, Lord. Round us up and help us keep looking. Lord, as we're going along this week, and you bring things to mind, or you send word, or you ignite some part of your written word to us, remind us about the level to which you want us to receive those things. And we invite you, Holy Spirit, to work in that way in us. Thank you for this time tonight. For your persistence and hand on us, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name.